105.1 WRFS is WRFS FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome back here to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. I'm Mitch Petrie here in the Central Alabama Community. The Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. Indians lost that one. The Lady Indians did. It was a final score of 73-43 and really plagued by turnovers, unfortunately. Indians had 15 turnovers in that game, and that's something that this boys team has struggled with a little bit, but we'll get into that here in a few minutes. After we finish talking about this women's game, your leading scorer for the Indians tonight was Maya Richardson, finished with 12 points, but Aaliyah Humphrey came in hot, had 9 points as well. Queen Ballard had 8 to go along with it as well. Ballard also snagged 8 rebounds. Ballard actually had a 10. My apologies there. And Ballard snagged 8 rebounds, like I mentioned, had an assist and a steal and a block to go with it. So charting just about every single stat there for Queen Ballard. Good job from her. Humphrey finished with 5 assists, 3 steals, and 1 block, and 9 points, like we just mentioned a second ago. But tough loss there for the Indians. Drop to a 2-game losing streak, and we'll look to get a look back next Friday as they take on Stanhope Elmore at home. It should be a big game and a fun contest, and we'll look forward to seeing you then. But for the time being, we'll focus on this boys' game. Indians come into this one on a few-game win streak here, about 4 games for the Indians. 14-6 record they have, and they're 2-0 in area play. Huge start there. Got wins last week against Percy Julian and Stanhope Elmore. And this Park Crossing Thunderbirds team comes in, coached by Raheem Armstrong. They're 9-11, but 2-1 in 6A area for play. Should be a good matchup here as we get into this one. There's a couple of Indians who had some really great games against Stanhope last week. The first one that comes to mind, of course, is Chris Robinson, really just highlighting his versatility as he led the team in scoring. He had 23 points in that one, but also had 8 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, and a block to go with it on only 2 turnovers. And against that Park Crossing game, or against that Percy Julian team here just a week ago on last Tuesday night, Indians turned the ball over 27 times, but still managed to come away with the team. Really cleaned up that turnover margin against Stanhope Elmore in that game. Only had 7 turnovers in that one. Andrew Voiles, the sharpshooter, had a great game against Stanhope Elmore as well. Finished the night with 17 points, 3 rebounds and 7 assists and 4 steals to go with it. And if this Indians team really wants to win, it's got to come from the guard play. They have some great bigs in Tom Suddeth, Caleb Ballard, and John Hudson Winger, but Voiles and Robinson have really been the two stars and the two leaders of this team. We're just 3 minutes away from tip-off here. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get our Baptist Health Injury Report, our keys to the game presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, and your starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. It's going to be an exciting contest here as the boys look to get a different result here than the girls. But before this game gets underway, got a couple more things to go over. First of all, our injury update presented by Baptist Health. And happy to report here, no Indians in trouble in terms of the injuries. So should have a fresh set of legs here ready for everybody to go in this one tonight. And now your keys to the game presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. And well, a couple of big ones here. First of all, you gotta limit the turnovers, and they did so successfully in that game against Stanhope Elmore. But again, as the season goes on and you get into some of these area play games, this one not an area game, but you really just can't afford to have turnovers. 7 is acceptable still, obviously not what you're looking for. You'd hope to see 0, but really limiting the turnovers. And the other thing we will look to for our keys to the game is to get these guards going early and often. If Oils and Robinson combine for a total of 40 points in that Stanhope Elmore game, and you could really just see the playmaking that they had. And when you get the ball into the hands of those guys, they do a great job of assisting. 15 assists between the two of them, and you really just got to let your guards go to work and really run this offense. And Indians have done a great job of that all season long, and these two guards, the senior tandem, will be a huge part of this win, hopefully. Your starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. It'll be Caleb Ballard, Jeremiah Smiley, Tom Suddeth, Andrew Voiles, and of course, none other than Chris Robinson. Indians wearing the same uniforms as the ladies were, and the black uniforms with the gold trim down the sides, golden numbers, and white trim around those lettering and numbers. Park Crossing comes out in this one with white uniforms with a red and blue stripe down the sides, navy blue numbers, and red trim alongside those numbers. Ball is in the air, and Park Crossing will win the tip off, coming quickly the other way, and a quick catch and shoot three out of the hands of Joey Johnson, and it falls through, giving Park Crossing a quick lead here in this one. Indians working the other way. Deep three for Voiles, and he answers right back with a three of his own. Good shot there from Andrew Voiles, and 3-3 already with just 30 seconds expired here in this first quarter. Another three off the mark that time. Rebound poked up in the air by Smiley, but it falls into the hands of Voiles. Voiles across half court now, and he's looking for somewhere to go with it. He'll pass it over to Smiley. Smiley passes it to Ballard, just standing on the inside of the arc. Back out to Smiley for another three off the mark that time. Rebound snagged by Isaiah Scott of the Thunderbirds. And driving inside for the Thunderbirds, it was Lathan Lucas who lays it up and in for the Thunderbirds. 5-3, Thunderbirds on top. And a couple of passes here before they find Sutton inside. Back out to Smiley, floater from the free throw line, in and out, off the mark that time. And working the other way are the Thunderbirds. It's in the hands of Lathan Lucas. He'll drive inside, guarded by Jeremiah Smiley. A little underhand step side shot, and another bucket there for Lathan Lucas. But buckets on back-to-back possessions there for the Thunderbird, and they lead it 7-3. Robinson with it now, standing at the top of the arc. He'll pass it to Voiles in the wing, looking inside for Tom Suddeth. Back out to Robinson at the top, catch and shoot three off the mark. Offensive rebound there from Caleb Ballard, and he'll lay it up and in. First points of the game there for Caleb Ballard, and 7-5 now with 2 minutes expired in this first quarter. Three comes out of the hands of Javian Jones, and despite going over the backboard there, they'll say it stays inbounds, and Cameron Haygood with a putback dunk there, the freshman standing at 6'6". He's really the tallest guy that we've seen be able to compete with Caleb Ballard and the size of Tom Suddeth. Robinson drives inside, sidesteps, passes it to Smiley. Smiley falls to the floor, gets it back out. Chris Robinson fakes the three, shoots it this time off the mark. Rebound from Voiles, and he'll give it over into the hands of Smiley. And Coach Thomas barking some direction. Smiley will give it over to Robinson, who gives it right back to him. They pass it down to Suddeth in the corner, up back up top into the hands of Robinson. And a couple of passes now before it works its way back to Robinson. Now Voyles standing on the wing, fakes the three, drives inside. Little Euro step off the mark that time, and Voyles fighting for the rebound, not able to get it. Isaiah Scott will snag it, trying to work quickly are the Thunderbirds. And a nice little reverse layup there off the mark that time. Caleb Ballard came soaring in, a nice contested shot there from him. Rebound goes into the hands of Smiley, who gives it to Robinson. He'll find Caleb Ballard in the post. Spin move, lays it up and in. No problem. Couple of Indians on the bench want the and one call. They won't get it. And 4 points already for Caleb Ballard. And spin around pass there, almost intercepted by Robinson. But Johnson will stick with it, and he'll pass it back out to Lathan Lucas. Lucas working on Smiley, a little sidestep. He'll find some space inside. Floater drops through that time. Lucas has already got six here for the Thunderbirds, 11-7. LT Davis will come up to the scorer's table, get ready to check into this one. They'll find Smiley in the corner, and three kicking around off the mark that time. And they blow it dead after it kind of hit. It didn't hit on top of the backboard, hit the silver outlining on the front of the backboard, but they'll blow it dead. And interesting call there, because they did not call it the same way on the other end of the floor. And driving inside again, it's Lathan Lucas. He's got eight already, and he scored all of the last three possessions here for the Thunderbirds. 13-7, they're on top. Robinson starts to drive inside, but steps back out. LT Davis passes cross court. Andrew Voyles from beyond the arc, off the mark that time. And rebound goes into the hands of Isaiah Scott. They'll pass it down into the corner, stepping inside, but missing was Javian Jones. Long range two, off the mark that time. Rebound goes to Voyles. Voyles finds Ballard with some separation down in that low post, spinning around, putting it in for the Indians. Closing this gap to four was Caleb Ballard. He's got six already, and Voyles with the other three. Only two Indians scored so far in this one, but it's now it's coming the other way with Javian Jones. Javian Jones finds some room, slices and dices to the basket. Off the mark that time. Cameron Haygood, though, gets the offensive rebound. It's some more second chance points for him. 4 points for him, both coming off of offensive rebounds. Robinson will fire from one wing to the other wing into the hands of Andrew Voyles. Jumper from the free throw line, off the mark from Caleb Ballard. Grabs his own miss, though. Put back attempt and one. Count it. Bucket falls through. Caleb Ballard heading to the line with a chance for a three-point play. They'll call that foul on Isaiah Scott. That was the first foul call of the game. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left here in this first quarter. It's been a quick moving fourth first quarter. Not a lot of stoppages. No turnovers here so far for the Indians. Ballard with a chance for the three-point play. He'll catch the pass there from the referee. One dribble, collects himself, and drops right through for Ballard. He's off to a hot start. He's got nine already. 15-12, Thunderbirds on top. And as I mentioned just a second ago, 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Indians come out in the full court press, but they'll find some space, and they'll pass it down into the corner before firing it over to Javian Jones. A little floater from 5 feet drops through, and now the lead for the Thunderbirds back to five. Robinson with the ball now on the wing, trying to work inside, gets some contact and follows through. Good shot there from Chris Robinson, first points of the game, but no foul call and no and-one opportunity. Indians in the full court press here still. They'll expose it a little bit, but this time it goes into the hands of Michael May, passing around the top of the arc and faking the three. Joey Johnson drives inside, kicks back out to the top. This time it will be a three, and nothing but net that time. Isaiah Scott, the man who just picked up the foul, knocks down a three for the Thunderbirds, 20-14. They lead it. Boyles will be the one to bring it up this time for the Indians. Crosses half court now, taking his time. Fires to Chris Robinson, who immediately fires off a three. Off the mark that time, Isaiah Scott with the board. They'll give it into the hands of Johnson. Cross court pass there into the hands of Javian Jones. Not able to stick with it that time. They were looking for Michael May down low. Ball falls into the hands of Andrew Voyles. And Voyles had the ball poked out there, but they'll get the foul call on Javian Jones there. And Miller Lombardi will get ready to check into the game, taking the spot of LT Davis. Wingert also on the floor now for the Indians with Ballard, Robinson, and Voyles. And they will get ready to inbound it. They do so into the hands of Robinson. Robinson hands it over to Foyles at the top of the arc. Finds Caleb Ballard standing at the free throw line and goes up for it. Lays it in and the foul. Oh, 10 or 11 points already there for Caleb Ballard. They'll get Michael May for the foul call on that one. Park Crossing has already got three fouls here. A minute and 29 in this first quarter. And another and one opportunity converted for Caleb Ballard. He's really stolen the show in this first quarter for the Indians. Lucas will bring it across half court, and he'll pass it into the hands of Scott, giving it right back to Lucas. Thought about the three, now driving inside, guarded by Chris Robinson, playing some tight defense. Double team, but they'll kick it back out. And that pass intended for Joey Johnson. Off the mark that time. Voiles trying to do it all himself after catching that steal, not able to do it. And a good feed there, and a couple of putback opportunities. Third one finally drops through for the Thunderbirds. It was Isaiah Scott, the man to finally put it down. Robinson has it now. Indians trail by five, 50 seconds left. Deep three from Voiles and rattles around, falls out. Rebound goes to Scott yet again. And charging in Park Crossing here, playing with a quick pace, and they'll pass it into the hands of Jaden Hollis. Hollis gives it over to Lucas. Lucas driving inside, and good contest there from Chris Robinson. He had nowhere to go with it and passed it right into the hands of Caleb Ballard. Ballard surrounded by Thunderbirds, but he'll pass out. Finds Lombardi in the corner, off the mark that time. Rebound went into the hands of Michael May, and he'll give it over to Lathan Lucas. Lucas will bring it across half court, 15 seconds left. You got to think the Thunderbirds will take their time here and make sure to have the last shot. And they'll pass it over into the hands of Scott. Nothing but net that time. Another three there for Isaiah Scott. He's got eight already, but Indians have a chance. Full court shot from Andrew Voiles. Hits the backboard, but no good. 25-17, your score after one. Indians trailing by eight. We'll be right back after this quick break on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there. Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
We're back now here. Time for some second quarter action here in Montgomery. Indians trail by 8, 25-17. Thunderbirds on top. Voiles will inbound this one into the hands of Chris Robinson. Robinson passes back over to Voiles on the wing. Voiles finds Suttis standing at the free throw line. Suttis driving inside and was trying to go inside. He'll get tripped up there and waiting to see what the call is. Officials are going to have a conference about this one, trying to figure out what the call was. And still waiting for the officials to give us a sign and tell us who the foul was on. I think it should go against the Thunderbirds there. Kind of ran over the top of a leg, did Tom Suddeth. And coaches are going to get called over here for a second. And they're having a conference with both coaches here. Can't hear what they are talking about. But it's a stoppage on the floor right now, trying to figure out what's going on. Try to get an answer for you here shortly. I think, I guess they're not going to call a foul, wave it off, but Indians will still have possession. Just 9 seconds into this quarter, a little bit of awkwardness here, but it'll go into the hands of Robinson. They find Ballard down low, 5-foot jumper off the mark, parallel with the baseline. That time, Caleb Ballard misses his first shot of the game. They'll pass it now. Will the Thunderbirds around a couple of times, but Joey Johnson with it now, standing at the far side of the wing, drives inside and finds a man up top. It was Semjin Todd, and not able to do anything with it that time. Started dribbling and immediately got called for the travel. Boyles get the inbound and taking his time to cross half court, trying to slow things down a little bit. Thunderbirds really like pushing the pace. They did it in the girls' game, are doing it here as well. Catch and shoot three from Miller Lombardi, assisted by Caleb Ballard. And a good shot there from Lombardi closes in this gap to five. But they were coming the other way, the Thunderbirds, and Cameron Haygood lays it up and in. And Caleb Ballard went up for the contest, hits the deck hard, but he'll pop right back up. That's a good sign to see. You definitely do not want to lose Caleb Ballard, especially tonight. He's the leading scorer for the Indians and really has done a great job all night long. That'll send Brandon Fuller to the free throw line, though. Sorry, that was not Haygood. And one opportunity drops through for Fuller there. And now an 8-point lead for the Thunderbirds. Boyles with it now, passes back over to Lombardi. A little triangle of passing going on between Lombardi, Ballard, and Boyles. Boyles give it back to Ballard. Robinson on the wing, catch and shoot off the mark that time. Rebound goes into the hands of Todd. And Robinson tries to go for the steal there, pops it into the air, but Todd sticks with it. He'll get it and give it over to Johnson. Johnson looking for somewhere to go with it. And he'll pass it over into the hands of Jaden Hollis. Back over to Johnson now, looking for somewhere to go with it. Johnson working on Robinson, gets a screen and double team there to leave the man open. And it was Michael May trying to find it. Brandon Fuller not able to do so that time. Bounce pass just heads straight out of bounds. Lombardi will inbound this one and give it over to Boyles. A couple of substitutions here for the Thunderbirds. Hollis will come off the floor here, and that will send Lathan Lucas back out onto the floor. Boyles brings it across half court now. Robinson, long range two. Bank shot won't fall through. Rebound Ballard, and guess what? Nothing but net that time for Caleb Ballard again. He's already got 14 of the Indians' 22 in this one. And Park Crossing with 28. It's a 6-point deficit right now for the Indians. Lucas guarded by Boyles, trying to find some room inside. Won't be able to. Passes it back out to Fuller. Fuller working on his way inside. Ball is poked out for a second there by Lombardi, but he gets trapped in the corner. And a couple of passes before an errant one goes through the hands of Michael Bay. It'll hit that baseline. Turnover there on the Thunderbirds, and Indians getting ready to inbound this one. But before they do, Coach Thomas calls a timeout. Indians trail by six, and we'll be right back after the quick word on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
Hey, I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
It is time for the last 5 minutes and 47 seconds of this first half. Robinson will be the one to inbound it for the Indians. It's still the same five out there. It's Robinson, Boyles, Lombardi, Ballard, and Suddeth out there for the guys. Now, Robinson will cross half court. He'll find Caleb Ballard standing at the free throw line, and Tom Suddeth yams it down. First points of the game for Tom Suddeth in dramatic fashion. That was a good find there from Caleb Ballard, and a great pass there to Tom Suddeth, who just catches it, spins around, and two-hand slams, puts it right down through. 4-point deficit now for the Indians. Inbounding it now, this time is Isaiah Scott, and he will do so successfully. Joey Johnson with it now, guarded by Robinson. He'll get a screen on Robinson, but good switch there, and they switch back. Good defense there from the Indians. Catch and shoot three from the corner. It was Javian Jones off the mark that time. Lombardi snagged the rebound, but he'll pass it over to Robinson. Robinson over to Boyles out on the far wing. Finds Suddeth down low, back out to Boyles. Robinson top of the arc now, driving inside, slicing and dicing off the mark that time. Grabs his own miss, collects the dribble, and steps steps to the side, lays it up and in, and now just a two-point deficit here for the Indians with 5 minutes left to go in this second quarter. Robinson with a bucket on that possession. Coming the other way was Lucas. Charges downside, steps up, steps back, and spins around. A nice bucket there from Lucas. He's in double figures now. He's got 10. Robinson with it, and he'll pass over to Lombardi. Lombardi back to Robinson, and they'll find Suddeth down low in the paint. Catch and shoot three from Lombardi. Great pass there from the Tom Suddeth back out to the top of the arc. Catch and shoot three there from Lombardi. Lombardi's got six with two made threes. Lucas with it now. He'll pass it over into the hands of Scott. Gives it right back to Lucas. Back to Scott now. Deep three for the Thunderbirds coming out of the hands of Johnson. Rebound goes to Voiles. He'll pass it back down to behind him to Robinson. They'll find Lombardi in the corner. Driving inside. Floater with the left hand off the mark that time for Lombardi. Rebound goes into the hands of Isaiah Scott. But he'll immediately give it over to Joey Johnson. Johnson working inside. Trying to find some space. Steps inside the three-point line and goes right back out. Lost the ball there for a second. Indians weren't able to come away with it. And a good shot there from Javian Jones, putting it up and in. Indians trail by three, 32-29. Robinson driving inside. He was looking for Suddeth. Suddeth saves it from going out of bounds. Finds Lombardi on the corner for three. Aramels at that time not able to find the hoop. Charging the other way, it's Lathan Lucas. He passes it over to Scott. Scott drives inside, jumper from the free throw line, banks it home. 34-29 your score now. 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in this second quarter. Voiles will pass and over to Lombardi. He was looking for Ballard. Ballard got it at the free throw line, came crashing down, and layup was not able to go through that time. Cross-court pass now on the near side. It's Scott. He's guarded by Lombardi. Wingard will come sit in front of the scorer's table, get ready to step into this one. They'll find a man in the corner, Joey Johnson, three off the mark that time. And the officials will call an over-the-back foul there on Caleb Ballard. First foul of the game for anybody on the Indians team, and first one, of course, there for Ballard. Smiley will come back into this game as well, and he'll take the place of Ballard. And Wingard will come in for Suddeth. A little bit of a smaller lineup here. Got four guards out there for the Indians, and passing around the top of the arc now are the Thunderbirds, but it finds its way into Joey Johnson. He settles down with it. He's still guarded by Chris Robinson. They'll find a man in the corner, but leave a man open down low. It was Javian Jones who lays it up and in, extending this Thunderbirds lead to 7. 2.5 minutes left to go here in this first half. Smiley will pass it over to Voiles, who gives it right back to him, and now back to Voiles, trying to find some separation here, and a cross-court pass, looking for Smiley, and not able to find it home that time. Fast break points, good move there, puts on the brakes, does Joey Johnson, gets Wingard to fly right on by, and now it's a 9-point lead for Park Crossing, 38-29. 2 minutes on the dot here to go in this second quarter. Robinson with it, was looking for Lombardi, and running right into him, it was Jeremiah Nixon, and Nixon will get called for the foul on that one. Just completely almost body checked Lombardi there. Lombardi stayed up on the floor there. Good to see you. And he'll inbound it now to Robinson on the far side of the wing. Robinson trying to drive inside, picks up his dribble, takes a couple steps, and lays it up and in. Good shot there from Robinson, cutting into that Park Crossing lead. It's 7 now, 38-31. Thunderbirds on top. Picking up his dribble, Lucas at the top of the arc. He was looking for a man to go with it. Voiles had it. Voiles stole it away. Sorry for his second there. He had his pass attempt blocked, but Voiles stuck with it. And as Voiles came down, was charging, trying to get in the paint for a layup, he got the ball poked out. That foul went against Javian Jones that time to get him for the reach in. He'll inbound it now, and then working around the top of the arc. Voiles with it now. He'll pass it to Wingard on the baseline. Smiley out on the wing. Catch and shoot three. Off the mark that time. Wingard tries to get the rebound there, but I believe they'll get him for the foul there. Got a little bit of contact and maybe got a push there as well. First foul of the game, though, for Wingard. Still a 7-point game here as the Thunderbirds are on top. And we get a substitution now. Will the Thunderbirds, Joey Johnson, will come out of the game, and Jaden Hollis will come in to take his place. Javian Jones will inbound this one into the hands of Lathan Lucas. Lucas will be greeted by Chris Robinson at half court. And he crosses it now. He'll set a screen on Robinson. Good switch there. Good defense from the Indians to stick with their men. Wingard reaching foul called. Tried to poke the ball away there from Cameron Haygood, but the officials will blow it dead. And two fouls, quick fouls there for Wingard. Indians have three team fouls as opposed to the Thunderbirds, five. They'll inbound it from below their own goal now. And Nixon will find it, Javian Jones. Jones will give it over to Lucas. Lucas guarded by Robinson, working along that left side. Finds a man in the corner, fakes the three, drives inside. Shot blocked and ripped away from Hollis. It was Wingard able to come away with it that time. He gave it over to Voiles now. Voiles calling some plays. 46 seconds left in this first quarter. He'll inbound it to Robinson, fakes the pass. And good job using the glass there, Chris Robinson. He's got eight now. Five-point game. Thunderbirds trying to work quickly, but after Jones catches it, he'll slow it down there for a little bit. And a high arcing pass there. It was poked out by Wingard, and Voiles tried to hustle after it, save it from going out of bounds. Not able to that time. He'll hit the deck hard, but he'll pop right back up. Not surprising to see. Voiles, a tough guy and a fantastic athlete. After a substitution from the Thunderbirds, they'll inbound it into the hands of Johnson. Johnson looking for a man cutting across the baseline. Reverse layup there for Javian Jones. And he'll extend this lead back to seven for the Thunderbirds. 17 seconds left to go. Indians are going to have to get a shot up relatively quickly here, but you'll think they'll take their time to try and erase all of the clock, maybe cut into this lead right before halftime. Passing around the top of the arc now. 6 seconds. They've got to find somewhere to go with it. Smiley driving inside. Had the ball poked away. And it was going to be a half-court shot. Came out of the hands of Isaiah Scott. But Jeremiah Smiley was there to block it. And halftime buzzer sounds. 40-33 after one half. And Indians trailing by seven. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, it'll be time for the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. I'm Mitch Petrie here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Indians trail it by 7, 40-33 left in this game. Getting things underway now, and a couple of Indians are leading the charge. It's Caleb Ballard, man, could not miss in that first half. Only had two missed field goals and made all of his free throws and one opportunities. He finishes with 14 in that first half, has five rebounds, two assists, and two blocks to go with it. Really good job all around there from Caleb Ballard. And then, of course, Chris Robinson has done a great job as well. He finishes that half with 8 points, but two assists and five rebounds to go with it for Robinson, getting ready to go into that one. Andrew Boyle started off hot with nailing that three, but hasn't been able to get much going scoring-wise, but three rebounds, four assists, and three steals there for Boyle's. Only two turnovers for the Indians in that first half. They really did a fantastic job of not turning the ball over and not really fouling either. Only three fouls in that first half. Sorry, four fouls, two against Wingard and two against Ballard. On the other side, Park Crossing with the 7-point lead. They had a couple of guys in double figures in that first half. Had a bunch of different guys score, though, but the two men in double figures, both with 10. It was Lathan Lucas, who was kind of a slashing point guard, kind of just kept going to the rack there and had a couple of nice layups, couple of tough shots there, a few reverses and things of that nature. Isaiah Scott as well has 10 points for the Thunderbirds as well. The freshman Cameron Haygood comes in with 4, and Javian Jones has 8 points for the Thunderbirds as well. Mill Lombardi, though, on the other end for the Indians, hot from beyond the arc, made 2 of his 3 shot attempts from beyond the arc. Great job there for Lombardi, finishing with 6 points. Indians will look to claw back into this one. It's 40-33. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get ready for second half action on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care. Precise hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more. Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Time for some third quarter action here in Montgomery. Halftime buzzer is about to sound. Couple of seconds left on the clock, and there it is. Sure, you can hear it. Oh, that's a long one. They sound the buzzer, and it'll be Park Crossing with possession to start here tonight. They'll inbound it into the hands of Joey Johnson, and taking things a little bit slowly are the Thunderbirds. They'll fire a cross-court pass down in the corner. Hits the side of the backboard, does Lucas. But offensive rebound for Park Crossing. They stick with it. Smiley guarding the man up top with the ball. It's Isaiah Scott. Scott trying to find some room, trying to work around Smiley, not able to do it. Smiley playing some great defense and forces the shot off the mark there. But they'll get a travel called on Cameron Haygood. He snagged the offensive rebound there for the Thunderbirds, but gets called for the travel before he can lay that shot up. Robinson inbounds it now into the hands of Voiles. Indians slowing things down a bit compared to that first half. Voiles walking across half court now. Calling a couple of plays, which are five out there for the Indians, are Suddeth, Ballard, Robinson, Smiley, and Voiles. Voiles gives it the aforementioned Smiley and gives it right back to him. Voiles fires it back to Smiley, back to Voiles. Passing between the two of them. Deep three for Voiles off the back of the iron. No good that time. Haywood will snag the rebound there for the Thunderbirds, and he'll pass it over into the hands of Johnson, and they'll pass it up top now to Scott. Scott working on the near side, way beyond the three-point line. They give it over to Jones now. Jones slicing and dicing, trying to find some room. Good contest there by Tom Suddeth, but it doesn't matter. JV Jones finds some room, and he'll lay it in for the first bucket of this third quarter. Boyles again walking it across half court, trying to survey this defense. He'll pass it over on the far side to Robinson. Cross court pass back to Voiles. Voiles had to run for it for a second, but he got it. And the whistle, Ballard, for the travel there. They passed it to him at the free throw line and picked up the dribble, stepped into his pass, but maybe picked up that dribble just a touch too early. Scott will inbound this one into the hands of Joey Johnson, and Johnson give it over to Jones. Jones picks up his dribble, fires to the far corner. Three, catch and shoot for Lucas. Drops it right through. First 5 points of the half belong to the Thunderbirds, and they march out to a 12-point lead coming out of the halftime break. Boyles, no-look pass over to Robinson on the far side. Passes to Suddeth right in the corner. Catch and shoot, stepping into a three is Boyles. Off the mark that time, and Boyles frustrated with that shot. Lathan Lucas will catch the rebound, and he'll pass it all the way down court into the hands of Cameron Haywood. Haywood layup off the mark that time. Tom Sutter soars into the air to get the rebound. He'll find Ballard down low. Will Voiles and whole host of Thunderbirds around him. He'll pass out to Voiles and looks over to Smiley. Got touched by a couple of players there, bouncing back and forth there between Smiley and Haywood, but they'll say it was last touched by the Thunderbirds, and possession sticks with the Indians. They'll inbound up to the top of the arc, and it'll be Robinson. He'll pass over to Smiley. Smiley down in the paint to Sutter, back up top to Robinson. Robinson trying to slice and dice, and they'll wave, and they'll get a foul call there. That one will go against Javian Jones. That's foul number three there for Jones. Something to watch as this game goes on. Robinson made the bucket there, but they call the foul on the floor, so unfortunately no and-one opportunity there. Smiley will check out of the game. Miller Lombardi will come back on the floor in his place. Lombardi has two threes to his name. See if he pulls another one here. He doesn't. Passes it to Robinson, but it was intercepted there by Javian Jones. Jones passes into the far corner. Scott for three and drops right through. First 8 points of the half there belong to the Thunderbirds, and Coach Thomas will smartly use a timeout there. Indians having a really hard time penetrating this defense. Thunderbirds have kind of backed out of the full court press that they started the game with, and now the Indians are slowing things down, trying to bring it across half court, but the perimeter defense here has been really good from the Thunderbirds. Indians, the only way they've been able to get inside is through passing, and of course when you're passing down into the paint, always have to go over a couple of defenders generally, and that will create some possible turnover opportunities. Caleb Ballard, though, has really led the way here for the Indians, but Indians come out of the half and have not scored in the first 2 minutes and 45 seconds of the half. It's a 15-point lead right now for the Thunderbirds, 48-33 there on top. Coach Thomas trying to motivate his guys now as he uses that timeout. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
And coming out of the timeout now, third quarter action brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. Indians will have possession coming out of the timeout. Robinson will inbound it to Voiles. Voiles going to walk across half court again. Actually, he'll pass it into the hands of Robinson, and Robinson will be the man to bring it across half court for the Indians. Couple of fake passes there from Robinson before he passes it out to Voiles. Voiles looking for somewhere to go with it, was trying to kick it back out to Robinson there. Pass was intercepted, and they'll find a man open down low, but he'll race across the side. It was Joey Johnson. He passes it out into the corner. Lathan Lucas, another three. It's raining threes here for the Thunderbirds. They've made three on back-to-back-to-back possessions here. And they jump out to a whopping 18-point lead here. It was just a seven-point lead at halftime, but Thunderbirds have come out of the half just and really had everything that they wanted. And they'll call a foul there. They were looking for Suddeth in the paint there, but they'll get Haywood for the foul, kind of elbowed Suddeth as he was trying to go and get that pass. Voiles will inbound it over to Ballard. Ballard will kick it back out to Robinson, way beyond the three-point line. Robinson directing traffic a little bit, but now picks up his dribble. He'll pass it to Caleb Ballard out of the top of the arc, working around the arc. Corner three for Lombardi, and off the mark that time goes right in to the hands of Isaiah Scott. Scott will kick it over. Deep three and falls through there for Joey Johnson. Shot that one from about 5 feet beyond the arc. Everything that the Thunderbirds are shooting is just falling for them right now. Hard to compete when they just are making threes like this, but Indians are going to try to claw back into this one. 54-33 your score. Voiles working with it on the near side. Picks up his dribble and pass it over to Chris Robinson. Robinson working at the top of the arc, back to Voiles. Voiles trying to crash inside, kicks it out to Lombardi. A triangle between the three and back to Robinson. Robinson driving inside, and he'll get the foul there against Cameron Haygood, and that'll send Robinson to the line here. 5.5 minutes into this quarter, Indians still have not scored, but Robinson a chance to cut into this deficit now. It's a 21-point lead there for the Thunderbirds. Robinson, nothing but net that time, drops that one straight through. And Robinson had a couple of clutch free throws coming down the stretch in that Stanhope Elmore game, and hoping to make both of these as well. Had a great showing in that game and a good showing so far tonight for Robinson. That second free throw drops in for him, puts him into double figures. He's got 10 now. And Indians finally on the board in this third quarter. Working down low, it was Jones, and he was looking for a man, but passes it right into the hands of Robinson. Robinson thinking about doing it all himself, but it'll kick out to Tom Suddeth. Suddeth has to double clutch his shot there. Offensive board for Ballard, and that second chance point's no good. And it was Joey Johnson on the fast break attempt, not able to have it fall through. Robinson with the board, and he'll pass it over to Lombardi. Lombardi back to Robinson, three off the mark. Caleb Ballard goes up for the board, and they'll get him for the foul call there. Say he went over the top. Second foul of the night on Caleb Ballard. Sorry, that's actually the third foul there for Ballard, and it'll send John Hudson Wynyard into the game, but they'll actually take Suddeth out, leave Ballard on the floor. Lucas will bring it across half court here for the Thunderbirds. He's guarded by Robinson again. Passes over into the hands of Javian Jones. Jones guarded by Wynyard. And they'll pass it out into the corner. Three from May. Not going to go down. Rebound goes to Wingard. And Wingard was trying to find somewhere to go with it. It was poked away for a second. Good job by Wingard to stick with it. And as soon as he gets it back, he'll kick it over to Voiles. Voiles brought it across half court. Now he'll pass it to Robinson on the far side. Robinson starts working his way back a little bit. Lombardi over to Voiles and out of Ballard at the free throw line. Lombardi open on the wing. Three off the mark that time. Caleb Ballard hustles in for the rebound, but it pops off his fingertips and rolls out of bounds. He was fighting for it with Javian Jones, and Jones will be the man to inbound it now. LT Davis will check into the game, taking the spot of Miller Lombardi. 2 minutes, 9 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Indians trail by 19. And offensive foul there on Isaiah Scott there for the Thunderbirds. Moving screen violation there. And it'll be a turnover as well as the foul. Indians inbound it. Voiles give it to Robinson. And calling to play now is Coach Thomas and Andrew Voiles. Robinson and Voiles passing back and forth. Voiles, a kick it to Caleb Ballard. Jumper from the free throw line off the mark. Offensive rebound from Wingard. Not able to get the second chance points to go. And rebound was went up for by Isaiah Scott. And trickles out of bounds. Royals inbounding from below the baseline. Robinson has to go up in the air for it, but he snags it. Ball is poked away there for a second. Robinson sticks with it. Now Robinson driving inside, trying to do it all himself, and not able to connect on the layup there, but he'll draw the foul and send Chris Robinson back to the charity stripe. Foul goes against Brandon Fuller there of the Thunderbirds. Robinson shooting the first free throw now. Nothing but net that time. 3 for 3 on the free throw line is Chris Robinson for the Indians. And I love the announcer jinx there. Robinson not able to connect on that one. Thunderbirds with an 18-point lead now. Fire from the corner, and nothing but net that time. It was Isaiah Scott again with the three-pointer and the lead back to 21 here for the Thunderbirds. Indians need to string together here some defensive stops to get back into this one. Davis will kick it over to Voiles. And Caleb Ballard trying to drive inside. He'll get called for the travel. He went up with it. Ball was kind of poked out there for a second. Not really poked out, but just really contested there by the Thunderbirds. And Ballard will check out of the game now. And Suddeth will come back in his place. A minute and 1 second minute and 6 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Park Crossing slowing things down a little bit, but Indians kind of coming out in the full court press, trying to create some turnovers. Passing around now, and they'll find a man in the corner. It's May off the mark that time. Offensive rebound by the Thunderbirds, and it's put back attempt off the mark there from Semjin Todd. And ball hit the floor there after the second offensive rebound there was snagged by the Thunderbirds, but tied up there by the Indians, and possession arrow points their way, and they'll inbound it. Rolling the ball now to Voiles, trying to save some time on this clock. 44 seconds left in this quarter, and Indians trying to save as much time as they can. Robinson went up for it, not able to go. Hits the bottom of the rim. Rebound goes to Haygood. Haygood trapped in the corner now, and Park Crossing will call a timeout before he can get that pass off to avoid the trap. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be 31 seconds left in this third quarter, 57-36. Thunderbirds on top.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Back now here in Montgomery, but before we get underway with the rest of this third quarter, I want to remind you, Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best, RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Thunderbirds will inbound the ball here into the hands of Jalen Poole. He's guarded by LT Davis, and he's not in a hurry here, trying to get the last shot. He's guarded by LT Davis, one of the Indians' better defenders. He steps on the baseline. Good defense there from LT Davis. It'll force the turnover on the Thunderbirds. And Indians will inbound this one with 18.4 seconds left in this third quarter. Davis will pass it into the hands of Voiles. Voiles back over to Davis. Davis thought about the three, back to Voiles. Shut it at the free throw line. Couple of passes now. Voiles back at the top of the arc. 8 seconds left in this quarter. Three from Miller Lombardi. Front iron and bounces down off the mark that time. But a costly turnover there on the Thunderbirds. LT Davis fadeaway jumper for three off the mark that time. Man, that was close. Deep three there from Davis. And it'll send this one into the fourth quarter. 8 minutes left to play, and 21-point deficit here for the Indians. And Indians going to try to rally back in this one. They've made a couple of decent comebacks here in this one. Trailed Stanhope Elmore by double the digits at one point in that game just on Friday night. Couple of Indians really leading the charge here, but that was a tough third quarter there for the Indians. Went to halftime with 33 points, finishes the quarter with 36 points. All 3 points came from free throws at the line from Chris Robinson, whereas the Thunderbirds hit 5 threes in that third quarter, had 17 points, but most of them coming from beyond the arc. They got really hot there for a minute. Isaiah Scott and Lucas nailed 2 each, and Joey Johnson had 1 himself. 57-36. And before we get this fourth quarter underway, we'll get a change on the floor. You're a five out there for the Indians. Voiles, Lombardi, Robinson, Ballard, and Suddeth. Possession will be in the hands of the Thunderbirds. They'll inbound it into the backcourt, into the hands of Nixon. Nixon guarded by Lombardi there. And Nixon charging to the rack, but he'll draw a foul there on Miller Lombardi. First foul of the contest there for Miller Lombardi, but that foul was on the layup attempt, so it'll send Jeremiah Nixon to the line with a chance to extend this lead further for the Thunderbirds. First free throw attempt there, short on by Nixon, hits the front iron and bounces right out. And Nixon getting ready to shoot this second free throw, hoping to extend this lead for the Thunderbirds. That one high arcing off the mark, short-armed again. Rebound goes to Chris Robinson. Robinson still with it, passes to Suddeth at the free throw line. Almost off the dribble, did Tom Suddeth. Sticks with it, and he'll jump and go for a floater from about 12 feet there off the mark, but he'll draw the foul against Brandon Fuller. Second foul against Fuller, and it'll send Suddeth to the charity stripe. Suddeth is collecting himself now. Couple of dribbles. Getting ready to shoot this first free throw attempt, and off the right side of the iron, no good. 7 minutes and 40 seconds left in this fourth quarter. And Suddeth, better look on that second one. Drops right through the net there for Tom Suddeth. And Indians still have not had a field goal in the second half. Inbound pass stolen away, though. And a yam from Chris Robinson trying to fire up this Indians team. Puts it right down and through. First field goal of the half there for the Indians. Come out in the full court press, and they catch them lacking, but they force a turnover there. That pass from Brandon Fuller just trickles right out of bounds, and a full substitution here. All five players will change on the floor for the Thunderbirds. Indians starting to gain a little bit of momentum. Stole that inbound there. Chris Robinson puts it down and then forced another turnover on the other end of the floor. Voiles brings it across half court, looking for somewhere to go with it. He'll give it to Ballard, and Ballard will kick it back to him. Catch and shoot three there from Voiles, and that'll force the Thunderbirds to take a timeout. Indians starting to show some life thanks to the putback dunk, stolen dunk by Chris Robinson and the free throw from Tom Suddeth. It's 57-42 now with a minute expired in this fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Thunderbirds working with it on the other end of the floor right now. They'll pass it into the hands of Joey Johnson. Johnson trying to eat as much clock as he can, guarded by Andrew Voiles. He'll pass cross court now into the hands of Scott. Scott passes over to Lucas. Lucas back to Scott. And, man, they're just trying to eat this clock as much as they can. And they'll find an open man up at top. Jones driving down low, but rejected by Tom Suddeth. Coach Thomas telling the guys to hurry up. Robinson crashing down low. Suddeth tries to go up for it, lays it up, and they'll get a foul there on Isaiah Scott. Foul number three there for Isaiah Scott. It'll send Tom Suddeth to the free throw line. Went 1-for-2 on his trip to the line earlier. 57-42, 6 minutes and 10 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Free throw there from Suddeth. First one drops through the hatch. He's getting ready to shoot the second one now. Drains that second free throw as well. You get a substitution here for the Indians. Suddeth will check out of the game, and Wingard will come in to take his place. Indians coming out in the full court press. Don't want to let anything get behind them easily. And they're trying to take their time now, are the Thunderbirds. Joey Johnson trying to crash down to the rack now, looking for a man to go with it. And it was poked away there by Chris Robinson. Thought it may have touched a Thunderbird on the way out of bounds. Officials disagree, and Thunderbirds will keep possession below their own goal. Lucas will inbound it into the hands of Scott. Scott guarded by Lombardi. And Lombardi trying to give him some pressure, make him do something with it. And still all the way. Scott, jumper from about 15 feet off the mark. Andrew Voiles, sorry, Winger, will get the rebound there. And they'll call a foul on Javian Jones. That's four on Jones, so could foul out with another one. They'll roll the ball in, again trying to save some time, and they do so successfully, save a couple of seconds, and a couple of passes now between Robinson and Ballard. Ballard driving, working inside, and first points in the second half there for Caleb Ballard, and Indians starting to cut into this deficit. It's an 11-point game now. Thunderbirds with the ball now, and it's with Johnson trying to drive, working alongside the baseline. Pass went right over the arms of Chris Robinson and finds up in the hands of Isaiah Scott. They'll pass it over to Jones now. Jones trying to work inside, and they'll get him for the travel there. Pivot foot slid as he picked up his dribble, trying to pass. 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Indians trail by 11. Rolling the ball inbounds again, trying to save time. Voiles waiting to pick it up, picks it up now. Clock starts, and Voiles slowing things down just a little bit, trying to survey the court, find the open man. Directing traffic now, no look pass to Caleb Ballard at the free throw line. Ballard working inside, double team, find Lombardi in the corner, back out to Voiles. Three off the mark that time from Voiles. Hit the front iron and bounced right into the hands of Jones. Robinson gets a steal, pokes it away, yams it home. Single-digit lead here for the Thunderbirds. It's 57-50, and Indians starting to slowly crawl back into this one. They've really strung together a couple of great possessions, playing some great defense, force a couple of turnovers. Coach Thomas will take the timeout there, trying to collect his guys, get things ready to go underway. Sorry, they actually added the wrong point total there to the board. So it's 57-48. It's actually a 9-point game there for the Indians. Four minutes and 40 seconds left to go here in this fourth quarter. Caleb Ballard, Chris Robinson have been the guys leading the charge in this fourth quarter, starting to claw their way back into this one. And you got to think both of them are going to play the rest of this one. Robinson, Davis, Wingard, Voiles, and Ballard, your five out there for the Indians. Wingard asking how many fouls he has. In case it comes to that, they'll inbound this one into the hands of Lucas. The Thunderbirds will. He's guarded by LT Davis, one of the Indians' best defenders. I'll pass it over to Johnson now. Johnson guarded by Voiles, holding his dribble and trying to find somewhere to go with it now. We'll pass it over to Scott, and Thunderbirds be content just to pass this one around. They find an open man, though. Scott from three, bottom. Three threes in this half for Isaiah Scott. Voiles bring it across half court. 4 minutes and 10 seconds left to go. And trying to get it to go is Caleb Ballard. They'll get him. They'll get an offensive foul there on Chris Robinson. Actually, sorry, foul was not on Robinson. They'll call the foul there on Michael May. Actually really confused who the foul was, because official signal for Michael May is not even on the floor. And one opportunity though falls through for Caleb Ballard. That was a good shot there. Thought they called it on the floor. A lot of things going on. A little bit of confusion there from the officials. Clock just under 4 minutes. Indians with a 9-point deficit. Thunderbirds trying to find somewhere to go with it. Step back jumper from about 17 feet finds the bottom for Lucas. Couple of subs here for the Indians. Davis and a Winger will come out of the game. Sutton and Lombardi take their place. Voiles trying to inbound it to Robinson now. And he'll fire it actually over to Lombardi. Lombardi will give it back to Voiles. Voiles hustling now, directing traffic with his left hand. Fires to Lombardi in the corner, back up top to Voiles. Voiles on this near side wing. Passes to Ballard at the free throw line. Jumper, bottom. Nice shot there from Caleb Ballard from the free throw line. Indians still with a 9-point deficit, 62-53. 3 minutes and 27 seconds here in a quarter number four. Scott with it now, working alongside, trying to find some room inside. It'll kick back out. Three off the mark that time from Lucas. Rebound goes the way of the Indians. Boyles has it now. He'll bring it across half court. Got the pass there from Robin, from Lombardi. Ballard loses it on the way in. Got a nice pass there from Chris Robinson. Ballard trying to get the steal. Not able to do it that time. He's working on Javian Jones. Jones will kick it over to Scott now. Scott's guarded by Lombardi, standing just in front of the half-court logo. Finds some space, crashing to the bucket, and Tom Suddeth with a block there. Great shot there. They've got numbers. 5-on-4. Man still down on the other end of the floor. Voiles finds Suddeth down low, and just a rocket pass from Voiles sails in between the hands of Tom Suddeth. 2 minutes and 39 seconds left now. Indians have got to put together some defensive stops, got to make some possessions. Indians trying to work on this full court press, but Javian Jones will bring it across half court. They'll pass it around now a couple of times and kick it back out top into the hands of Scott. Scott working on Lombardi, and he'll kick it over into the hands of Lucas. Lucas now, he's guarded by Robinson, and Thunderbirds are just trying to eat as much of this clock as they can, but it's stolen. Poked out by Chris Robinson into the hands of Voiles. Voiles lays it up and in, and it's now just a 7-point game here for the Indians. Trying to work quickly are the Thunderbirds, and layup attempt off the mark there, but Caleb Ballard called for the foul as Joey Johnson went up for it. Tough break there for the Indians. Thought he got all ball on that one, and that's 4 on Ballard. Haygood at the line now, shooting 2 free throws. 2 minutes and 1 second left to go here in this one. Indians down by 7. Still plenty of time left. Big free throws coming for the Thunderbirds. First one falls through for Haygood. Haygood about to shoot his second free throw. That one bricks off the back of the iron, but an offensive rebound there for the Thunderbirds, and a timeout called by Coach Armstrong of the Thunderbirds. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Indians trail by 8, 63-55.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Come on, come to Collier. Collier Ford on U.S. Highway 231 is one of the best options for if you're looking for a new car. Come by today and look at a Bronco, Explorer, F-150, and a whole lot more over at Collier Ford. Come on, come to Collier. Possession here for the Thunderbirds to start this one, and they'll inbound it into the hands of Johnson, wanting a backcourt violation there. And they'll get Voiles there for a technical foul. Not sure what he said. Coach Tom is not thrilled about it. Neither are the Indians. Voiles asking for what it was, what the foul call was. They're explaining what the call was. I think Voiles was complaining about the lack of a backcourt violation there. Had his foot stepped on the line. First free throw drops through. The man shooting it, Isaiah Scott. And huge foul there on the Indians. Both free throws drop through the hatch for Scott, and Thunderbirds will still have possession after those free throws. Tough break for the Indians. Javian Jones will be the man to inbound it. Having some trouble firing all the way across the court into the hands of Scott. And got to think Thunderbird's going to do the same thing they've been doing this entire quarter. Just sit around, pass the ball until they find an open shot. Coach Thomas telling the guys that they need pressure, and they absolutely do. It's a 10-point lead now for the Thunderbirds. They got to find something. They got to get a stop. And that shot just completely short-armed there from Joey Johnson. Boyle's hustling now, trying to get some space. Robinson has some room, steps into a three off the mark that time. Rebound goes to the Thunderbirds, a minute and 15 seconds left. Had a good look there to Robinson, just not able to connect. And Lucas charging down now, trying to find somewhere to go with it. He'll find a man out in the corner. It was Scott. Fakes the shot, got Lombardi in the air. And rebound goes the way of the Indians and Suddeth, but he had it poked away just about immediately by Lucas. And ball will stay on this end of the floor. And they're not even looking like they want to shoot the ball. They're going to be content just to pass it around for the rest of this one. 44 seconds left to go. Thunderbirds, just nobody's even taking a dribble this possession. I mean, they're just passing it around. And Indians not really making a play on the ball either. 30 seconds now and ticking. Indians still, I mean, they haven't really applied much pressure. Javian Jones with the ball now. He'll give it over to Scott. Scott working on Lombardi. 14 seconds left to go in this one. You got to think this will be the last possession. Not sure if they'll fire off a shot here at the end. Lombardi tries to poke that one away, and they'll just dribble it out. Will the Thunderbirds and Isaiah Scott. Tough loss here for the Indians, 65-55. And Indians will fall to 4-7 on the season. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about everything that just happened. Hopefully, talk to Coach Stephen Thomas, and we'll get ready for next week's, or next Friday, this coming Friday's broadcast at Stanhope Elmore. You're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, powered by Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth. You're listening to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus post-game show. I'm Mitch Petrie, and the Indians fall to 14-7 on the season, a 65-55 loss to the Park Crossing Thunderbirds. Tough night for the Indians. A couple of guys had good performances, including Caleb Ballard. He was the leading scorer here for the Indians tonight. He finished this night with 21 points, 10 rebounds, so a double-double there for Caleb Ballard. 3 assists and 4 blocks to his name as well. Chris Robinson finishes the night with 15 points and 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and 7 assists to go with it as well. A couple of different guys led the charge there for Park Crossing. A lot of threes came out of their hands. Guy that led the scoring, though, for Park Crossing was number 10. Isaiah Scott finished the night with 21 points. And another guy was Layton Lucas. He finished the night with 18. Tough night for the but teams will look to bounce back this coming Friday in the rivalry game versus Stanhope Elmore. That'll be an exciting one. Indians won against Stanhope Elmore just a couple of days ago. The men's team and girls' team not as fortunate, but both teams look to get a win coming up this Friday night. Again, your final score for the Lady Indians versus the Park Crossing Thunderbirds, 73-43, and your final score for the men, 65-55. Last night, I'm Rich Petrie, and you're listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. We'll see you on Friday. Thanks for listening.